ABC Radio Australia.
It's widely known that the general health of New Zealand's Pacifica community is lower than the rest of the population, but the reasons, experts say, are many and they're also complex. So now a group of pharmacists are looking at some new and somewhat unorthodox ways of engaging the Pacific community with the aim of trying to eliminate that health inequality by the year 2025. Eugene Yang's taken a look.
When Casey Brown graduated from university and began practicing as a pharmacist, she was struck by a feeling of isolation. She felt disconnected from other Pacific pharmacists in the industry, unable to talk about the challenges their communities face in the health system and how to overcome them.
There was nowhere that I could just collaborate ideas or chat to other Pacific people in my scope of practice as being a pharmacist.
So Ms. Brown started a Facebook group, which has now grown into the Pacific Pharmacist Association, not just comprising of pharmacists, but also students, interns and others in the community. Pacific peoples make up only 7.4% of New Zealand's population, but they experience significantly lower health outcomes than the rest of the country. Casey Brown says the knowledge and connections that she and other pharmacists can establish with communities will lead to greater engagement and improved outcomes on health and well-being.
I think that there needs to be accountability also from our Pacifica communities, and I think the only way we can do that is by, say, for example, us Pacific pharmacists getting in and teaching them, not having other people teaching them, because obviously that's not working, and that's why we're still the bottom of the health status here in New Zealand.
The New Zealand Ministry of Health estimates that life expectancy for Pacific women is 4.5 years shorter than that of the total population, while for men it is a full 5 years. The Pacific population is also disproportionately affected by chronic illnesses, with 10% of those aged over 15 diagnosed with diabetes. That's more than 3 times the national diagnosis rate. But while the statistics clearly show that there are cultural and linguistic barriers between Pacific communities and the health system, the Director of Engagement and Implementation for Public Pharmaceutical Funding Body, PharmAC, Alison Hill, says they're still forming a clear picture of how those barriers work.
Right now, our focus is very much on better understanding the barriers that Pacific people are facing in accessing and using medicine as well, so that we can work to develop the interventions that will enable those barriers to be eliminated.
PharmAC developed the Pacific Responsiveness Strategy in 2017 to define and address Pacific health issues. Ms. Hill says they'll work with Pacific pharmacists in the future to improve engagement with communities and to get feedback on that strategy. And since she started the group, Casey Brown has already found new ways to reach Pacific communities, not in the pharmacy, but in a more familiar space.
Pacifica people are cultural people, and a lot of way to get them all together in one room and listening and understanding is through church. Lots of places or lots of communities are at church in the weekend. You know, it's such a big thing. So whether we held sort of little community groups where we could try and educate our people and say, look, this is what we do. This is our job. We are here to help you understand your medication, you know, how they work, what they're doing. And we want to be that the gap between, say, the doctor and yourself, that this is our job. We're that gluey mixture in between.